Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is calling on countries to help keep the pressure on Iran. He was at the United Nations Security Council today, as NPR's Michelle Kelman explains.
Ever since the U.S. pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal, it's been reimposing sanctions and calling on countries to stop buying Iranian oil. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iran has taken a number of recent steps that should cause international concern.
Since the United States declared our intention to bring all Iranian oil purchases to zero in April, the Ayatollah has gone all in on a campaign of extortion diplomacy.
A top UN official is calling for restraint and dialogue to avoid miscalculations. Other council members say they still back the 2015 nuclear deal, the only agreement that curbs Iran's program. Michelle Kelleman, NPR News, the State Department.
President Trump is confirming today his administration is looking at potential tax cuts in an effort to boost the economy. He mentioned a possible payroll tax cut and reduction in the capital gains tax. While we're speaking to reporters at the White House today, the president also indicated such considerations are ongoing. Do not necessarily mean anything will happen immediately. Trump also insisted today the country is, in his words, very far from recession. U.S. Steel Corporation is warning of temporary layoffs at a blast furnace south of Detroit. NPR Scott Horsley reports the company says nearly 200 people could be idled for 6 months or more.
Domestic steelmakers continue to struggle, even after the Trump administration's move to impose 25% tariffs on most imported steel. Just last week, President Trump was claiming credit for reviving the industry.
U.S. Steel now, all of them, they're all expanding. The steel industry is back. It's doing great.
Despite that claim, U.S. Steel idled two blast furnaces last month in Michigan and Indiana, citing what the company calls a challenging market. The company notified the state of Michigan of dozens of layoffs in July and August and says more could follow this fall. U.S. Steel says it does not expect the layoffs to be permanent, but employees could be out of work for 6 months or longer. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
An Indiana-based animal health company says it's agreeing to buy the veterinary medicines business of Germany's Bayer AG for $7.6 billion in cash and stock. Elanco Animal Health announcing it will expand its available medicines and also create increased efficiencies. The sale is part of an ongoing plan by Bayer to divest some of its businesses, including Dr. Scholl's foot care products and Coppertone sunscreen. Headquartered in Greenfield, Indiana, Elanco makes medicines for both farm animals and pets and has roughly 5,800 employees. After several sessions of solid gains, a downtick in stocks today, the Dow fell 173 points to 25,962. The Nasdaq was down 54 points. You're listening to NPR. A truck driver who the FBI says threatened to carry out a mass shooting later this week in Memphis is now in custody. The man identified in court records as Thomas Matthew McVicker of Punta Gorda, Florida, was apprehended in Indianapolis. FBI officials allege that McVicker made credible threats against a Memphis church, including carrying out a mass shooting and suicide. The government affidavit does not specify a specific church. Police in Brazil say they have shot dead an individual who hijacked a bus and held dozens of passengers hostage. Officials say none of the passengers were hurt. NPR's Philip Reeves says the man was killed after a standoff on a major bridge in Rio de Janeiro.
This happened on a world-renowned bridge that stretches across the Guanabara Bay, linking Rio de Janeiro with the neighboring city of Niterói. Police say there were 37 people on the bus when the man seized it. Six passengers were released during the standoff and taken to nearby ambulances. After about 4 hours, several shots were heard, and police confirmed the man had been shot dead by a sniper. The man was reportedly armed with a knife, a taser, a toy gun, and a gallon of gasoline. His motives aren't clear. The hijacking brought chaos to Rio during rush hour and is renewing debate about the city's high level of crime and the manner in which the authorities are tackling it. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
Major department store chains that have lost some of their business to online rivals are now hoping some of their customers will flock to secondhand stores and say they'll partner with online resale sites. Last week, JCPenney and Macy's announced a program to set aside areas including several dozen stores for used merchandise. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.